What better way for children to learn about the contrast between privilege and poverty than by planting and growing their own food to donate to local charities to help nourish the most vulnerable people in their communities? Now, that's exactly what FoodShare helps schools to achieve. And although it's an international charity these days, it was founded right here on Cambridgeshire soil. And I'm joined by Penny Poyser. She's patron of FoodShare.
The children are not only learning to grow food, which is the most tremendous lifelong skill, but they also participate in benevolence. They're all food philanthropists. So what sort of growing to give, really?
So what sort of things do they grow here at the garden?
Oh gosh, all sorts. We've been planting peas this morning, garlic, onions. To the bed just over here, we've got some magnificent chard. We've got raspberries, loads of raspberries. There's potatoes coming up. There's strawberries. There's just all sorts going on. It's like a little Garden of Eden.
I'm Gethin Watkins.
I'm Beatrice McWilliams.
And I'm Harry Yoshio.
I like just coming outside in the nice, quiet, calm air and just taking all the stress off myself and just getting stuck in, getting my hands dirty.
I really like being in the garden because it's so different to what we usually do and you're learning a completely different thing and it's just really nice being outside. So.
And how about you?
Well, I just like being outside and you get to plant stuff and it's like really cool because you just... You're just out there basically half the day planting.
That sounds fantastic. I don't know whether you hear some singing in the background because the whole of the school has gradually been filing out over the past kind of 5 minutes, ready to watch a very special guest here at the school this morning plant two trees. Dr. Rowan Williams, good morning.
Hello.
You're also obviously the master of Magdalen College in Cambridge, and you have a very new role, a very special new role after today as well.
Indeed, I've just been made a global ambassador for FoodShare, which I'm really, really delighted about. I hereby give warning to all my friends across the world to expect correspondence on this subject.
What will you take away from today, the work you've seen here so far?
The enthusiasm and the skill and the motivation of these young people here. It's something that's captured people's imagination in a big way. Food doesn't just come off shelves. It requires work. It requires thought. Children involved in this learn about nutrition. They learn about the stresses people can be under because of food shortage. And above all, they learn the possibility of working for the good of other people.
I think what I've been amazed by is that at such a young age, how old are you guys?
We're 10.
You're around 10 years old, and they seem to have such an amazing grasp of it already.
I'm really impressed. Yes, these are people who know what they're about, understand the kind of world they're in, and what they need to do to make that world work properly.
So the two trees that they've decided to plant today are quite good choices, really. Tell me what they are.
Yes, I'm slightly embarrassed. There's a Rowan tree and a Williams pear.